Hello, my name is Brandon. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. I have a new claimant on the line, Eval Overall.
Eval Overall. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Eval.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Best as I can be. I'm here, I'm living, so
That
still
is good to
blessed.
hear. I'm glad you are. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'm going to be your intake specialist today for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim through today? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever spoken to any law firms or attorneys regarding this?
No law firms, just the young lady that transferred me to you.
Okay, so other than that, nobody. And can you
No.
confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with a law firm against any hair relaxer product?
No, I have not.
Okay, got it. Now, was it you that was using the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
It was ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. Got it. And this would be you filing the claim for yourself here. When was your diagnosis?
November last year, 2023.
In 2023. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Was it towards the end of November or the beginning?
I guess I'll say the end. Yeah,
Towards the
towards the
end.
end, maybe the last week or two. Yeah.
Okay, I'll put the start of the last week then of November. Okay. And do you remember what your diagnosing doctor's name was?
Yes, Dr. Lawson, Lawson.
Okay, Lawson.
Yolanda. Her name is Yolanda Lawson. Dr. Yolanda Lawson.
Yolanda Lawson. Okay, got it. And where was this hospital at?
Here in Texas, in Sunnyvale, Texas.
In Sunnyvale. Okay. And the hospital name?
Baylor Scott and White.
Got it. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. Okay. That's
Yes.
off South Collins.
Yes.
Okay, I have the right
Are
one.
you in Texas?
No, I'm not. I'm in California.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we do have basically a list of the different hospitals around the world, so it's good to refer back to
Oh.
it here. Were you born and raised in Texas, or do you just move out there sometime in your life?
Yeah, no, I was born and raised in Chicago.
In Chicago.
I've moved around quite a bit, yeah, and I ended up here in 2015.
I see. I hope you're enjoying it out there.
Yeah, it's not as cold as Chicago.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Hopefully you're not dealing with too many Californians moving out there. I know that's a pretty big thing. Okay,
Yeah.
and on to the next question I have for you, by the way. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. What brand hair relaxer would you normally use?
It's called Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And about how many times a year would you say on average you would use it?
Year. I know I use it like probably twice a month, so 24. Sometimes just once a month, but I know at least,
Okay. Yeah.
20.
Okay. Well, I would go with the most amount of times you've most likely ever used it. So 24 sounds correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And I apologize if some of these questions are redundant or if you've already been asked them by the previous specialists, but I do have to double check and verify. Now, what is your date of birth?
10/13/1969.
1969. Okay, got it. During October. And this next question is a bit random, but were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
Okay, good to hear. Okay. Now, when it comes to the hair relaxer you're using, Dark and Lovely, did you have friends, family, or loved ones that were also injured by it?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that, my mom used it, but she passed away 15 years ago, so I don't know if it affected her. She died of lung cancer.
Oh, really? My condolences. I see.
Thank you.
Okay. But other than that, nobody else really. That's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that you haven't heard anybody else that have suffered from it. Okay. And when you first started using hair relaxer, was that at an early age?
No, I actually was pretty natural most of my life.
Yeah.
I didn't try this relaxer until maybe 7, 8 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay, so it really was pretty recent that you started. Well, for the most part.
Yeah, like say, yeah.
Okay. What state were you in when you first used it?
What state?
Yes.
Mississippi. I think the first time I used it, I was still living in Mississippi.
You're in Mississippi at the time. Okay, got it. And what year was that?
Oh gosh. Probably
Approximately.
around the same time, like 2014, 15, because I moved here to Texas in 2015.
I see. So towards the end of
So, oh,
2014, beginning of
yeah. That
2015.
means I've used it for much longer than 7 or 8 years then, because I've
Okay.
been here close to 9.
Oh,
Ooh,
I
wow,
see.
that time went
Yeah, that
by.
time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so you used it, you started in 2015, and do you remember the last time you ever used it?
That would have been 2023.
That was in 2023. Was it around November when you were diagnosed? Is that the reason why you stopped?
Yeah, that's yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, I have that down here. And you said you'd use it about 2 times a month?
Yeah,
Okay, so
give or take,
monthly
yeah.
uses. Got it. And it looks like you did use it for about 8 years here. So 8 years consecutively. Would you do it yourself or would you go to the salon?
I did it myself. I
Okay, you do it
probably
at
went to
home.
a salon a few times, but yeah.
Okay, got it. But moreover, you would do it yourself. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles? It's completely fine if you don't.
Oh my gosh, no.
That's okay. Got it. And so it was mainly Dark and Lovely. Is there any others that you ever tried?
I can't remember. I think I may have tried another one, but I really can't remember. I try to
Okay.
stay with the same brands of things, even when it comes to food. I don't
Right.
usually venture off from, yeah.
Okay. And it was working for you at the time as well, so I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So, your cancer diagnosis, did it happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year? I know it's a loaded question.
No, the diagnosis wasn't until, last year.
Right. So it was over 2 years, basically, after you first started
Over,
using it.
yeah,
Okay.
absolutely.
Got it. Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed, how quickly did you start treatment after being diagnosed?
Oh, pretty much immediately.
Immediately. So during
Yeah.
November as well?
Correct.
Okay. Would you say the following week after diagnosis?
Yeah, because I remember, so the tests that were ran were maybe around the first or second week of
Right.
November. And then came the diagnosis and then the chemo.
I see. So definitely towards the end of November then. Okay.
Correct.
I'll go ahead and put the last week of November down. Okay. And what type of
I
treatment
want
was
to say
that?
I started like November 30th. I do remember that date.
Okay, I'll
So
put that
that
down.
was on, yeah.
And did you go through cycles of chemo, radiation, any surgery?
Yeah, chemo and partial hysterectomy.
Oh, partial. Hysterectomy. Okay, so it was a partial hysterectomy. And did the hysterectomy come first, or was it after you tried chemo for a while?
After.
It was after. Okay, got it. And your treating doctor, when it came down to the hysterectomy and such, was it the same one that diagnosed you who stayed with you through the process?
Oh, yeah.
It was. Okay, and you stayed at the same hospital as well? Okay. Okay. Now, this is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I am not married.
Not married. Okay, got it. And your first name, that is spelled EVAL? And
Evel.
Evel. Okay, I pronounced it correctly. I just wanted to make sure. And your last name is Overall? Okay. And your middle name, do you have one?
Marie, Marie.
Marie. Okay, got it. Now, what is your social?
347 72. Okay, I'm sorry, that kind of threw me off. Why am I giving you guys my social?
Well,
I'm
that is
sorry.
required to at least get the claim through to the attorney. So when the attorney does get this over to him, we push it through as well as we request medical documents from the hospital to confirm that we know you. Now you could just give
Oh,
me the
okay.
last four if that's more comfortable for you.
Yeah, 7731.
Okay, 7731. Got it. Now when it comes to your primary contact information, I have EVEL underscore overall at yahoo.com. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it, I know your name is spelled with an A, but is there an E in your email?
No, it's spelled with an E. I
Oh,
don't
I
know
see.
where the A came from. It's
Okay.
EVEL.
I'm sorry about that. Let me fix this here. EVEL. Okay.
The same as my email.
Got it. And your primary phone number is that 469-720-8982?
Correct.
Okay. And is this your primary phone? Okay. Got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted? Through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Email is probably better,
Okay.
because due to my work, my phone is always on silent, things like that.
Right. And do you usually work in the mornings?
No, I work evening, 2 o'clock to 10:30 at night,
Oh,
so.
I see. Okay, so you do work throughout the night. Is the morning an okay time to contact you if we needed to?
Yeah, unless I'm still asleep, probably.
Okay, yeah. Regardless, you'll be
I
able
don't
to
think I'm
follow up.
stable, but yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, and what's your current address?
2009, Songbird, all one word, Songbird, Drive, in Forney, Texas, Forney, Texas, 75126.
75126. Got it. And that's in Kaufman County.
It is, yes.
Okay. Is that an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
Okay. Got it. Now, when it comes to your medical records, do you keep those? Do you have copies of them yourself, or are they all with the hospital?
Oh, I do not.
That's okay. If you requested them, you would be able to receive them, though, correct?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I'd have to assume.
I've never requested them before, but I'm like, I'm sure if I, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely would be able to. Well, regarding that then, if you had them in your hands, would you prefer to mail them or email them?
email.
Okay. Email. I'll go ahead and mark that down. And of course, with your permission, we'd be able to pull those records from the hospital itself. So that is an option, but of course you can always get them yourself for us. So my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So in case you are unable to answer the phone or if we lose contact with you, we're able to continue your case with someone that you trust. Now, you don't have to put anyone down for this. It's completely up to you.
I'm an only child, so yeah.
Oh,
I
see.
Don't really have anyone to...
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I'll mark that off here. All right. So those were all the questions I had for you. I appreciate your patience. I know you've probably been on the phone for a while here. I'll go ahead and send you these documents over to your text as well as your email, so you should get them in both. Now, these are the retainers for the attorney. So once you sign these, the attorney will give you a call, confirm your information, and your claim is ready to be submitted. That being said, these are also the documents that allow us to pull medical records. So should you let us pull those, we can. So that being said, you should have those in your text messages now.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw those come through.
Yes. And you can put me on speakerphone. Go ahead and go through those. They are going to request a signature, so it should be a couple signatures as well as initials. They don't have to be perfect, but they do have to be legible to a certain degree at least.
Okay, so I'm actually driving. I've been driving since I've been talking to you. Is that something I can wait and do when I get home, or
yes, of course it is.
Do this on the phone? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wanna...
I'm going to be here for
I've
about...
been driving this whole time.
Oh, you've been multitasking, it sounds like. Well, I'll be here for about an hour more. When you do sign them, go ahead and send me a text message. I'll send you a text now from my personal desk line. So I'll go ahead and send that now. My name is Brandon Sharp. That's my full name, by the way. So that's where you'll be receiving the text message from. Give me one second here. But otherwise, you're all set from here. So just shoot me that text once you do sign them. I'll go over them, and you're pretty much good to go. I'll send the law firm's information as well so you can know what to expect from the call. And otherwise, I appreciate your time.
Okay. So I did have a couple of – so who are the – I guess I'm getting confused, and I get very
yes.
weary of, you know, just things like this. I'm older. Yep. You know, I've just turned 5. So I – you know, you see all these things online and compensation claims, and then this person calls you, and then they tell you, you talk to this person,
yeah.
and then, you know, you're going to send the information to the lawyer. So how do I secure that all of this is, you know, these are legitimate businesses or...
Right. So I'll
you know,
go ahead and send you my...
kind of way.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. It's valid questions to ask as well. But when it comes down to the law firm that you're going to be working with, that would be Pulowski. I'm going to send you the information for them so you can research them, as well as their number, so you can also give them a call if you'd like to. Now, once you get the documents signed, that's the retainer, so that's when it gets sent to the attorney. I'm an intake specialist for the attorneys. So I get the information over to them, they verify it, and they work on the claim. So that being said...
So who is the lady who is Liz that I spoke with? I thought she was...
So they follow up on inquiries. So you start off online, you fill out that questionnaire. The inquiry specialist comes in, makes sure that you can actually fit requirements. They send you to me. I know it's so many different people, but it's how most law things go. These are mass torts, by the way. So this is a toxic tort since it had chemicals in it. And that's the type of lawsuit that you'd be looking at if you want to research that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and the way that these differ... Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I was just going to say, what is, like, the time frame? Is this one of those things that's like, you know, you're waiting 5 years, you know, are you...
I wouldn't push it that far out. Yeah, no, I understand. Usually these, I would have to say they're under 2 years, but it really depends on the law office and the different type of lawsuit. So this being hair relaxer, double check and inquire with the attorney when they do give you that call, and they can give you kind of an estimated turnover time, which actually fluctuates on the state that you're in. So it's it is definitely interesting to look at, but the reason why it fluctuates off the state is because some states put more resources mm-hmm. into these lawsuits than others. Yeah, so the key word would be the turnover time, and I can't tell you that mm-hmm. off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, I feel a little better. I feel like it's not just the weird,
right?
You know, that's why I was a little skeptical, you know, when you asked my social. I'm like, well, wait, why would you need, you know, yeah. my social? It's tax time, things like that. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, that's completely understandable. Yeah, I get you. Okay. But when it comes to the actual documents that you're signing, these aren't going to say mm-hmm. that you have this attorney and you can't change. If there's any point throughout the process that you feel like communication isn't up to your standard, you can find another attorney and you request a letter of disengagement. That's how all of these different attorneys work when it comes to these cases. So you're never fully locked into one, nor do you have to pay out of pocket for them. They only get paid once you actually settle the lawsuit. So once you get your settlement, that's another thing that you didn't mm-hmm. ask me, I believe, but the attorney gets 40%, you receive 60%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
But other than that, do you have
it's
any other
half,
questions
but
for me?
Other than that, I mean, it's, no, I think it's, you know, like I said, I saw this online and just
yeah.
and
another
know, tried
thing,
to follow through with it, but. Mm-hmm.
Another thing you might want to look into for these mass torts, that's what they're called, the lawsuit. When you mm-hmm. look this up, it goes from 33% to 40%. Now, the mass tort standard for the most part is 40%. The 33% usually comes from your local attorneys. Now, this is a massive lawsuit, so it's against these big leading brands. So the bigger the attorney, the more percentage they take. So that might be a good question to also ask the attorney when they give you a call after you sign the documents.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go over those percentages with you and let you know more about them. But yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's pretty much what I know about it.
Okay. Well, thank you. You eased my mind a little bit.
I'm glad I could clear something up.
Yeah, because it got kind of weird when Liz called me from a 954 area code, and then she's like, okay, I've got to call you back from another number. That area code is going to be 321. And I'm like, how? But then every time she tried to call me, she was saying the call wasn't coming through. Then she texted the number to me and said, hey, call me back. But then when I called it back, another woman answered, and I'm like, no, this is too risky. Like, this sounds weird.
Right. It sounds like it got off to a rocky start.
Yeah. So that's why as soon as you asked me for my social, I was like, you know, something, this isn't feeling too right. But
yeah.
Okay, I will, I've made it home and I will go through these things. And then you said you'll be there for another hour?
Yes. So go ahead and send me a text. I'll send you this text over now. After we hang up the call, I'll write it out for you. But you should receive it in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Hopefully I could have helped out. But just let me know through text and feel free to give me a call from the number I text from if you'd like to. But I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.